TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
About to explode like the Farino. Mean and green, so check my signal. It's the skinny individual who did you well. I kid you not, I make you stop if you got to scheme. Cause my team bring the steam like a wonder from an oasis. And the race is right, now it's time to take my place in the sun. You can't deny the force. You can find me on social media, sort of. I mean, it exists. It's sort of there.
It's there.
You can't talk. I haven't played your music yet. Come on now. What are you doing? Fine. Social media at ChairShot Greg. The other voice you heard a little bit before I told her she couldn't talk because her song hadn't played yet is Brittany Nicole. You can find her all over social media at Look It's Brittany. Look It's Brittany. Hey, Look It's Brittany. Just Look It's Brittany, right? Not Hey, Look It's Brittany.
It's just Look. You're the one who made me change it on everything. You should know.
It's 2020, new year, new handle. No, I'm just kidding.
It is Look It's Brittany.
Look It's Brittany. All over the place. This is, of course, the Wednesday Night Wars. We have lots of fun talking about wrestling. Not talking about wrestling. Who knows? This show got off to a raucous start before.
Oh, it is.
Before things got started.
It's 2020. It is, yeah. 2020. It is late. It is later than normal.
Yeah.
Well, but it's, you know, it's the holidays.
It is the hot. Well, I mean, I went back to work yesterday. But yeah. No, today.
I'm
back to work today. Not yesterday. It's yesterday for you.
It's yesterday for... Oh, yeah, it is yesterday for me. Oh, I'm in the future!
I got one question about the future.
Tell me how my ass tastes!
Oh, my goodness. So that soundbite has become quite the point of contention.
I love it.
I to hate it. And lots of listeners love it. And I literally have people messaging me on Facebook pictures of Shaquille O'Neal. It's like, and someone found out they hated it. They were like, good, play it double.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to make Miranda mad because I adore her, but like, definitely. Yeah. But I love it. So.
Yeah, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you can't do it without me. Everybody, Kobe, tell me how my ass tastes.
It's just too good. It really is just too good.
Oh, man. Maybe I should have made the drinking game for that. For those who can't see us because we still don't have a Patreon, Greg. you're the media guru. I mean, you're not on social media at all anymore. I mean, you are, but you're not. So, like, you have plenty of time to make a Patreon, right?
You told me when I muted myself, I had to stay on mute the whole show. So now I'm
no, don't stay on mute. Okay, late. Oh, you're going to stay on mute, but you're just going to reply in sound bites? Yep. Yeah. Does someone you love have a sound addiction? Please call the helpline.
That would be me. I have a sound bite addiction. It's well documented at this point.
I mean, yeah, at this point, very much so. But for those who can't see on the Patreon, I have a bottle of bubbly for the holidays. It's not an actual full bottle, but it's like one of those mini bottles of Prosecco. And it's fancy.
Shut
and I'm playing a drinking
mouth.
Game. I'm playing a drinking game with Greg every time he does an Adam Cole reference, I take a drink. So I'll probably be dead before the end of this.
So this is going to be the last edition of the show. Or I'm in the market for a new co-host. One of the two.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I feel like you do. You could find another. I'm not that important.
I mean, finding a person is easy. Finding a replacement is damn near impossible. Like, that's just not something that can be done. So
that melted my heart.
Well, most people told me one didn't exist. So now we got proof that it exists or existed before it melted.
Ha! Aw, Puddin'. Oh,
that's right.
AW.
So the song that I played at the beginning of the show. You ever heard that song before?
Yes.
Have you really?
But only, yeah, but only once. And I didn't think that anybody else like knew that it existed.
Really? Okay. So
yeah.
That is, you know, wrestling. So that is pretty much like my low-key favorite group. So when I was in college, we were roommates, and then we weren't roommates because I was working on campus. And basically, he was complaining that I spent too much time with my girlfriend, who is now my wife. And so he was just like, there's this concert, and you're going to go, and I'm going to get tickets, and it's so great. So he and I are going to go to this concert. Literally right before the concert, his girlfriend forced her way in. So now, the whole purpose of this was because I was spending too much time with my girlfriend. Now I'm going to a concert with him and his girlfriend. And we go to this concert, and it was a group called Fighting Gravity. That's obviously, you know, that's not the group that you heard. But when I grew up in Virginia, when I was in high school, Fighting Gravity was called Boy Oh Boy. They changed their name at some point. I don't know why. And so we go to this Fighting Gravity concert. But the opening group was Two Skinny J's. And I didn't know who they were. I had never heard of them. And they come out and they do their full, you know, hour and a half set to open the concert up. And I wanted to go home after they were done. I was just like, nothing is going to top what I just saw. Like, they were such good performers, such good everything, that I literally, to this day, will still pull up Two Skinny J's because it is. And they're really a live group. Like their recorded stuff
Yeah.
is not nearly as good as their live.
I've never seen them actually live, but I've seen like video and stuff like them of them live. Are they from the Midwest? Are they a Midwestern band?
The East Coast.
Close enough. Yeah, close enough. Because I was going to say, like, it was one of those things of, like, you being in Virginia and, like, me in Ohio and stuff like that. I think it's that kind of, like, circuit of Northeast and
yeah,
East
New
Coast
York.
That
New York
that,
is when
that...
they got their start in 1991. Crazy to think.
How old were you in 91?
Let's not talk about that. I was young. I was still fairly young in 1991. So
I was 3.
I was not 3. Definitely not 3.
I was 3.
I was in high school or middle school, getting ready to go in high school. One of the two. So, yeah, but Two Skinny J's, I did not see them until the end of the 90s. But yeah, they were just a yes. Special J and Jay Guevara were the two main members of the band, and those are the guys that you heard singing. They originally were a ska group, and
you can kind of see that. You can kind of hear that.
And then they kind of one of their members left, and Jay Guevara came in, and that's when they kind of became the rap metal is basically what they kind of were at that point, which is funny because they have a song called "Friends Don't Let Friends Listen to Rap Metal," because that's just the kind of group that they are. But yeah, huge favorites, pretty much favorite song in the whole world.
It's the first time in 4 years that we've gone full plugged-in amped up.
Let me fast forward to
full plugged-in amped up.
Up there, hang on. It's the first time. The very first show we did.
This is when they came
4 years. We got up there like, barbecue! For 4 years, nothing changes. Tonight, I've actually been hearing being shouted very much.
Everyone needs to find this video now. It's called Barbecue. Two Skinny J's.
No one I've ever asked has ever heard of Two Skinny J's. Literally.
Yeah. Well, I like ska music too. Like, okay. I'm a big Fishbone fan, like huge Fishbone fan. I've seen them in concert like 4 times. And I've been front row every single time.
Nice.
So.
Very good. Well, I've seen Two Skinny J's once, and I would
I was 3 in 91, so.
Yes, you were. But they're still supposedly performing today. Been able to see anything. I don't even think their website's still active.
So. Yeah, I would assume probably not.
Go to their website. It's a bunch of Asian characters. Probably infecting my computer with the virus. As we speak.
Yeah, right? Wednesday Night Wars will be cut short because Greg's computer will be taken over by tiny little anime characters.
I got some people that listen to the show that would like that, actually.
Oh, me too.
If my computer got taken over by anime characters. So,
let's go to their Twitter. Bunny ears.
If Public Enemy had a schoolyard fight with Devo, it would sound like Two Skinny J's.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, that sounds. Yeah.
They haven't tweeted it since 2015.
Okay, yeah. Well, sorry, y'all. The reunion tour is not happening. We can just... We can give up hope.
No, we can't. Never. Never give up hope. They actually are part of Greg DeMarco's show lore because they are responsible... Wait, where'd it go? I forgot that the order got screwed up. Let's see here. They are responsible for this song.
right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
Of course, is the theme song for 3 Minute Warning in WWE. What a lot of people don't know is that was, of course, a song by Two Skinny Jays. Because I remember when the first time 3 Minute Warning came out, I freaked out. Because, well, the first time they had that theme song, I freaked out because I recognized it. Because I recognized
you were like, that's Two Skinny Jays.
And they had no idea what the hell I was talking about. Literally, this is the first person outside of anybody who was there when I was in college who knows who this is, and I didn't expect that at all. So,
well, you're welcome.
Yes. Oh, wait. We got that one.
You're welcome.
So, what's an obscure group you like? Like, let's
obscure group. Oh, I don't know. I wasn't ready for this, Greg.
I can't think of it.
Because my obscure groups are, like, obscure. So, like, I have to, like, be like, oh, yeah, I really like this. I don't know.
You weren't given much headway in that.
No. Way to put me on the spot.
Yeah, well,
on air. Recorded forever in history for them to be like, she doesn't listen to anything but the top 40 hits.
We got those too, though, so it's okay.
He's not obscure, but I'm a huge Tech N9ne fan. Like, Kansas City, Tech N9ne. I have all his albums from the beginning. Like, he produces his own albums now, but he's been signed, like, 3 times to different record labels. He was part of, like, Strange Music, and, like, he kind of toured with, like, the Juggalo family and, like, ICP for a little bit. But he's an amazing, amazing rapper. He's quick. I mean, he's been on
crews all around the world.
Don't nobody want it. We hella hot at the moment. We're coming for all opponents. Yeah. Feel incredible, don't it? It really ain't a thing. Who get them crazy going? Orangutan. Look at them copping me, trying to get top of the boss with a lot of mediocrity. Stalking the properties, want to get off of my monopoly. Tell me who is the one they call Socrates.
He is so good.
When the head on collision was in effect from a tech, the other side is the curse. They have a lot of regrets. My creation is shaking the planet Earth. Everybody better. Any opposition. So don't you make a mistake with the Yates. Get some plan of escape. You better.
He's got some, and his diction is so great. He does several songs where he does, like, you know, kind of where every word starts with the same letter, and, like, you know, that's really hard to be able to. And he's quick, and he, like, his like, he's like a thesaurus. Like, his ability to pull different words that you'd be like, whoa, into a rap, like, is so wonderful. But yeah, Tech N9ne is, I'm a huge, and he just recently came out with a new album, actually this past year now, it's 2020. But yeah, he came out with an album, and a newer one, and it is so good. Through, and that's the thing, is, like, his stuff is good from beginning to end. And he's done things with, like, Eminem and From Here, New Orleans, like, you know, Lil Weezy, Lil Wayne, for all of you that don't understand Lil Weezy. Lil Wayne, who grew up actually not too far from where I live, and stuff like that. So, yeah, Tech N9ne would have to be my most obscure just because of who I am. People wouldn't necessarily think that I listen to Tech N9ne.
Right.
But I'm also reformed juggalette, so I think we've talked about this before, where I used to listen to ICP all the time when I was younger in Ohio.
When you were 3.
Pretty much. Zick. Oh, this is a good
Bang
song.
Follow me now, see? Check it out. I say, this song is dedicated to the ball droppers. But I'ma switch the letters around and say draw boppers. We coming to get you, so get the message to all coppers that you need protection or you better have chaw yappers. What a shame when a thing blasts at you. Cause you're lame, you a dame slash actor. These dudes are hoes from screws to toes. They choose to go bass backwards.
Second Nina about to hit him with the woo wop. Now the barrel of my governor is who tied. Cause you the type that'll get your whole shoe cried. Loud mouth nigga tripping thinking that he poo talk. Got a strong hand, I'm a moan grand. Little boy, now you're fucking with the clone ran.
Do you know the words, or are you just pretending?
No, I know that. I know all the words.
It's impressive. It's very, very impressive. I also realized I didn't have my microphone down the whole first beginning of the show, so if I sound different now to everyone listening, that's why.
Oh.
Mic was up, now the mic's down.
He's now in stereo.
You were drinking anyway. Like, that's the thing. Like, you didn't need the contest or the sound bites or anything.
They don't know that.
They do now.
God. Well, you ruined the drinking game, but I'm still drinking.
No, I guess I gotta ruin anything, obviously. That hasn't worked yet. When you're trying to do it, is the bottle plastic? Is that why?
No, it's glass.
Okay.
No, this is still slightly fancy, okay? It's glass.
Should ask somebody to get it down off Top Shelf for her.
Actually?
That's where the video would have been great, because the look on your face was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
I'm only five.
I don't even know what we're doing. I have no idea what's going on. Nothing whatsoever.
We haven't even talked about... Well, I mean, NXT this week was kind of like a recap show.
Yes. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it live. I watched it, for the first time ever, I watched AEW live.
Right. Good.
And of course, last week, there was no AEW. And there was NXT.
Yeah.
But the NXT was amazing because Shotzi Blackheart was on, and it looked so good. And also Keith Lee and Lio Rush are a really good tag team.
They are. They are a really good tag team. And as I wrote an article, Keith Lee plus Santa Hat equals ratings. Now we have a saying here about ratings.
Fuck the ratings.
Yes, but. Interestingly enough, and we talked about this a little bit.
Yes.
NXT runs a show on Christmas. On Christmas Day, mind you. Pre-taped show. And when I say pre-taped, I mean like dark matches and random stuff in Brooklyn around SmackDown. And gets a
real random.
And the rating goes up somehow. Like they run on Christmas Day, which is a terrible day for ratings. And the rating goes up.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
That's like a full-on smack in the face of anyone, AEW or anybody else, because that's just like the craziness. Craziness with the ratings. And what's funny is that they were like number 29 or something like that in the ratings, but like 19 of the shows ahead of them were all A Christmas Story or Christmas Carol, whatever that movie is. So
right. Oh, man, I hate that movie.
We actually don't have the Wednesday cable ratings yet. Huh. They're not even up yet. It's delayed, you know, holiday, that kind of thing.
It's a conspiracy.
That's right. C-O-N-spiracy.
Ted Turner took all the ratings and hid them.
He doesn't even own it anymore.
Like a miser. Look that one up in your dictionary,
That's
kid.
Right.
Miser.
Watch out for Keith.
The more you know.
This is my yard now.
Yes, the more you know, indeed. But that just surprised me. Like you know, not a clip show, but a show of random matches. Now, and mostly mid-card matches. The two biggest stars in the show were Roderick Strong and Keith Lee. They didn't wrestle each other. And no. You had some stuff from Full Sail, some stuff from Brooklyn. And they just kind of piece it together. You had the little studio setting, and so it was different, and I thought it was cool, but I was just surprised that it did as well as it did in the ratings, because it seemed to make no sense to me. Everybody blames the holidays on bad ratings, and theirs goes up. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed with it, and that was the thing too. Is like, yeah, people they blame when they have bad ratings. They're like, oh, it's the holidays, or if they have a bad turnout at a show or whatever, they're like, oh, it's the holidays. But like NXT was like, yeah, it's the holidays, and we went up in our normal ratings. So
yeah,
you know, suck it.
We don't say that on this show. We don't say that to people. We say this.
Tell me how my ass tastes. So.
Yes. Yeah. So they were like, tell me how my ass tastes.
That's there you exactly go.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
But
you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome for that sound bite of me saying, tell me how my ass tastes. you can thank me and Prosecco. Greg was nodding. You guys can't see that again because we don't have a Patreon. But all notes aside, yeah, I enjoyed it. And I also think maybe their ratings went up also because of who they had, because they had already teased who they were going to have on that show. Like, they already showed clips of like them going to have Shotzi and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, she has a huge following. Leo Rush has a huge following. Keith Lee has a huge following. Roger, like, they all have. And I think people specifically tuned in to see those debuts.
Yeah, you definitely had
those matches.
The hardcore fan base. I mean, you had Shotzi, yes, but you had Shotzi, or you had Candice LeRae, you had Swerve, you had Roddy, you had Keith Lee, you had Leo Rush. You definitely had some of the fan favorites out there that people would get into, and obviously they did. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. You had the announcement of the Worlds Collide main event, which was kind of mind-blowing for a lot of people. When you have the Undisputed Era versus Imperium, which is kind of like a NXT dream match. I don't think anybody thought they were going to get to see, and yet they're going to get to see it. So, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
Christmas miracle.
Yes. Christmas miracle. Not just the ratings, but the actual show itself was a Christmas miracle.
And then Keith Lee got the Breakout Star Award.
Which, I mean, who else? Like, really?
Yeah. I'm so proud of him.
So this week on AEW, we had some interesting, I don't know, developments.
Think, well, so, you said it all just by that alone.
I mean, okay. The whole Arn Anderson thing, like, I like Arn Anderson.
Yes.
It feels weird.
I respect Arn Anderson, but yeah, it feels weird. I don't necessarily know why it feels weird, but
like, does
also,
Cody
like,
really need Arn Anderson in to be his manager?
No.
It just seems strange. And you know what's funny? Yeah. A lot of people thought Arn Anderson was already signed to AEW, and he did, and he just signed right before that. And people, you know, thought that he was there. I need to look something up real quick because I have a feeling. So when you leave WWE, they tend to take care of you. Like they don't just send you out on
well,
the streets.
Well, they fired him.
They did, but I mean, when they fire somebody, they don't always just send you out on the street. A lot of times there's some kind of compensation package that's involved.
He's in the Hall of Fame too, as well, isn't he? He technically was under like a he was under like a Legends contract, right?
He's in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's under a Legends contract because he was inducted into the Hall of Fame when he was working there. The report that he was fired came out on February 22nd of this year. It wouldn't shock me if they agreed to pay him through the end of the year. And that's why he's just now starting his role with AEW, which just meant he could have gotten permission to appear at the pay-per-view. Maybe he appeared at the pay-per-view and wasn't compensated. Who knows? But my gut instinct is that I don't have any insider information. I don't have anything. I'm not breaking news by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes, he is. Don't lie.
No, he's
lie
not.
Him.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yep.
No.
Breaking news.
Wait. But it wouldn't shock me if he was collecting a paycheck through the end of the year, and that's why he just finally starts up with AEW now. I just, for the company that's like supposed to be new and cutting edge, there's a lot of old there.
Especially since what they're going to do next. their next, they showed the preview of, like, they're doing that whole Legends, like.
Yeah.
Like, what, like, just short of, I mean, I love Dusty Rhodes, but just short of Cody and Dustin digging him up from his grave, they're getting real close. Like, you might as well prop him up Weekend at Bernie style and be like, we're cutting edge. Hard times, you know? AEW's going to experience some hard times if they don't, you know, figure out that, like, not everything old is new again.
I mean, Dustin did lose on AEW this week. It took a low blow from Jake Hager, who I guess that's the most he's done. I don't even know.
That's legit. No, that's the most he's done besides stand there or cut a promo. I guess you would call that a promo.
Yeah. You know what's weird is that things that get me, like when MJF cut his promo with Wardlow and he was talking about, you know, the different stipulations for him and Cody, and he said that the stipulation number 2 was a solid steel cage. Like, that's a Conrad Thompson podcast reference. Like, what are we doing when we're doing stuff like that? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
What do they want to be?
I don't know. I just, MJF liked one of my tweets recently, and I was like, and it had nothing to do with him or AEW or anything, but he just randomly liked one of my tweets, and I was like, have I made it?
No. Not for that reason, no. Anyway.
No, I haven't made it. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do. And the thing is like, again, like you said, Cody doesn't need Arn Anderson. If you're going to put a legend and somebody of that has merit, somebody of merit, because he does, in the corner of someone, it should be one of the newer up-and-comers to kind of boost them and teach them and learn them. Cody doesn't need any coaching from Arn Anderson. No. I'm doing quotation marks for everybody who can't see. Coaching from Arn Anderson. And also, like, I know Arn is, like, a really stern, like, badass, but, like, if he just stands there as beside the ring and doesn't make a facial expression next time, I'm going to think he had a stroke.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because if you listen to his podcast, he's really, like, soft and tender. So it's very interesting. Arn Anderson
is not.
Oh,
I'm sure he is. He's like a big teddy bear.
He really is.
I want to hug him. I want to squeeze him. I want to squeeze his little cheeks. Like, he's adorable.
I don't think he's ever been described that way, but okay. We'll take it.
He's like a little teddy bear. But, I mean, that's the thing, too, is, like, he's.
Pudding.
Yeah, he's a little, just, I just want to squeeze his little cheeks.
You guys know how to party.
That's exactly what I'd say to him.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I just love that he is on the side of Cody, and by being on the side of Cody, he's on the side of Dustin because he's with, like, the Nightmare Family, as they're being called now.
Yeah, when he's the head coach of the Nightmare. What is that?
Which if you, like, know Arn Anderson's history, you know he kicked Dusty Rhodes' ass up and down every which way possible, and now all of a sudden he's like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll be part of the Rhodes family.
A lot of people think he's just going to turn on them eventually. I don't even know if I see that coming. Why would he turn? Like, what would he even do? He can't wrestle.
Who's the coach of the Bears?
Mike Ditka, the one you're thinking of?
Yeah. Yeah. He's like the Mike Ditka of AEW. Go Bears.
I know, that's what I was looking for. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Gold Bears. Oh, worry. Yeah. Don't you know?
We'll get it. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Fargo? Oh, yeah.
By Tommy Arnold, nephew of our own Pat Arnold.
Look at the bountiful...
There are places, other places, of course, in this world that do not have the things that we have and take for granted. For example, Indianapolis.
I mean, I do know what it is.
Huh? The Colts. Terrible team.
with a really bad coach.
Oh, yeah. Really makes you want to shed the tears.
God tears.
You okay, Dad?
He's just having a heart attack.
I'm joking! Joking!
He's joking, I got it.
I'm like...
This is horrible to listen to.
If you're just tuning in to Wednesday Night Wars...
I know.
Giving prayer.
The prayer.
We thank Ditka and God for all they have provided. For the food we eat, the air we breathe, and for the domination enjoyed by a certain team from a certain town that starts with a C.
Hey, the game starts.
Oh, all right. We'll get back to that during a commercial. Enjoy the games, folks.
All right, then. That's enough of that. Dub airs. That's the one thing they didn't say. At least the snippets that we listened to. So, what's wrestling?
What Arn Anderson can say is he goes, nightmare.
Oh, jeez. That's bad.
I know it's bad.
Still got a soundbite, though. Nightmare. Yeah. Dog nightmares.
You're welcome.
I know. That's the thing. It's going to be a thing now.
You're welcome.
Wow. You really were proud of that one, too, weren't you?
I am so proud. I'm still proud. You're so vain. Oh, I'll tell you about that song. When I was in Ohio visiting my mom, that song came on the radio when we were driving, and I instantly thought of you. And I, like, it took all of my willpower not to pull out my phone and just randomly record that song playing on the radio and send it to you and be like, I was thinking of you.
Were you trying to get crazy with this thing?
Oh my God. Spam.
Spam. Oh my goodness.
I like this mashup. Yeah, this is this is what 2020 is gonna be like, y'all. So
shut your dumb mouth.
No, just this one show. Just this one show, completely and totally off the rails, just because I don't
know.
You
drank Kool-Aid.
But, yeah, I made that Kool-Aid and I didn't put anything weird in it, but yet here we are. Oh no, dude. I don't know.
Yeah. I have to say I did enjoy him, Cody, with Darby Allin, though. Mm-hmm. I do like Darby Allin. I think we need to appreciate Darby Allin while we still have him, because of all the stuff he does. He's not going to be one of these old timers. He's not going to last long because of what he does to his body. And I hope he realizes that and he starts saving up money now, because he's not going to be able to do this when he's Jericho's age. You know, whatsoever.
Why did we really need, like, I mean, he does the coffin drop, but Arn yells for Cody to pick his knees up. Like, did Cody need Arn to tell him to pick his knees up? Like, it just seems so weird.
I do say I really enjoyed him putting the paper over his mouth like a football coach to give him some, like, stuff to do. I hope he actually told him some things to do, or he was just like, rubble, rubble, rubble,
rubble. I actually hope it was that. Those exact words.
Go Bears.
The teacher on Charlie Brown.
Cody's like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Got it, coach. Got it, Coach. Thanks. Coach Arn.
Oh, man. Coach Arn.
Coach him up, Arn.
And then Taz on commentary. First of all, Taz has a gray beard now.
Yeah, he's had it.
I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I don't pay attention to Taz, so this is the first time I've seen Taz in a minute. Sorry, Taz.
He's been doing sports radio, but he's not anymore, so it's okay.
Well, yeah, that's tragic.
Poor Taz. What did Taz ever do to you?
Taz never did anything to me, but Taz also never did anything.
You don't like Taz?
I liked him for his in-ring work. I liked him for his career. I don't like him for his sheer bitterness against companies he's worked for.
I have Taz theme song for some reason.
I mean, it's a good theme song.
It is really good theme song. Little known thing about Taz's theme song,
Shawn Michaels.
If you listen to it long enough, it actually takes a strange turn.
You got no choice.
Who knew this was part of Taz's theme song? What? That's craziness. Never gets old. It will never, ever, ever get old. It really won't.
That's the extended remix version.
Apparently, and it's not like Taz ran to the ring either, but for some reason, we just never got that.
Well, the more you know.
I don't have that, though. I don't have it.
We're learning so much
about nothing.
Wednesday Night Wars.
About absolutely nothing.
Yeah, but it might be a Jeopardy question one day.
Ooh, it could be a Jeopardy question someday. That was from the wrestling game show, which we did a long time ago, where I'd get in trouble if I didn't remind everyone.
I wasn't there for that.
No, you weren't. But I'd get in trouble if I didn't remind everyone that Miranda destroyed Patrick on the wrestling game show.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yep.
I wasn't even there, and I'll remind people.
We're bringing that back. We're actually going to make the wrestling game show a show. We're working. It's in development currently.
Can I be on it?
Yeah, you can be on it. Sure.
I still have a rematch, by the way, with Miranda for my musical chair championship, sir.
Your musical chair championship?
Yeah, my musical chair championship. I don't want make me cut a promo right now.
Bitch, I will beat you in musical chairs. I will sit down before you sit down.
I will sit down. I will beat you. I will then get up. I will take that chair. I will fold it in half, and then I will beat you with said chair that I just won.
She stepped on my foot during musical chairs. Like, she's nasty, man. She's nasty.
That's okay. I'm ready. I got my claws sharpened. I'm ready to go.
Claws sharpened. Rematch. We'll have to do a rematch sometime soon.
Oh, we should do a bra and panties musical chairs rematch.
On a podcast.
On a podcast. Now you all want Patreon. Yeah, yep. See, now you didn't want it before, but now that I mentioned bra and panties musical chairs match with me and Miranda, now y'all want our Patreon.
You're welcome!
Sign them up.
$40 a hit.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
That's called using your head right there.
Yep.
$40 a pop.
What did you think of the women's four-way in AEW?
I mean, it was like
we did have our champion back, and we had
finally,
our dentist.
I know, right? She's 6 years. She had to go to school for that. I mean, I'm glad to see them get, have the champion on TV, which they haven't done in way too long. The match I thought was good. What's that?
Basically since she won it.
No, she's been on there like twice since then. I mean, they had a table spot like they did.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely tried to do a lot of stuff. They're still kind of pulling you know, pulling her out to be, you know, a miracle worker, so to speak. And of course, you know, we had the attack afterwards. You know, with Nyla Rose, like, I don't know if they're setting her up to lose because of injuries from the attack. Like, I feel like all the momentum is with Chris Statlander, and I know what you won't complain about at all, but, and I kind of have a feeling she would have won if the booking, if she didn't have to get changed because she was double booked and all that kind of thing. So I think that's coming on Wednesday.
I will not complain because I do adore Chris Statlander, and she is very, very talented, and I'm very happy that she is taking this gimmick and running with it that she has, because she's done it very well since the beginning. Like, she kind of just ran with it, just came out of nowhere with it, and it's been so good. But I'm also, again, I just, like, I really wish that they would highlight the other women. Like, they have Big Swole, and I mean, they've had her on dark matches, but, like, Big Swole should be on the main show. She is so talented. I have to say a little tidbit, because I'm very pleased that Elevate Pro Women's Champion Skylar Moore was in the AEW dark match that was filmed this week against Awesome Kong.
Very cool. So look out for that next Tuesday.
Yes. So I'm really
coming
excited
to a YouTube
to
near you.
So Skylar Moore, our Elevate Pro Women's Champion, is going to be in the AEW ring. So I'm very excited about that, and congratulations to her, big time, because that's huge.
Of course, you know, she faced Kong, so we can pretty much figure out how that went.
We know how that went, but you know,
tell
what?
Tell me how she my ass tastes.
She got out there. She got her name up on the Titantron. Like, she got seen by people that she hasn't been seen by before. And so, like, that just heightens her booking rate, but
it shouldn't, really. I mean, let's be honest.
I'm kidding. But also Danny Jordan, who has also wrestled for us, she's been on AEW as well. And I'm happy to see them use women that are so talented that have maybe not been able to break into NXT or anything as of yet, and or Evolve or whatever, like, kind of thing. And I just wish AEW would actually do what NXT, like, if you're trying to be anti-WWE, whatever, we've talked ad nauseum about them not, they shouldn't always be anti, but take NXT's, like, good points about highlighting their women and do that with your women, because that's like, you're pulling in so many different talents of so many different characters, and you're letting them be their characters, so you don't have just the stereotypical. I mean, like, you've got your possessed one, you've got, you know, your powerhouses, you've got an alien, you've got Big Swole, like, you know, like, just let them, you've got all of your, you know, Japan, like, just let them do whatever, but highlight them, like, don't just do one match.
I mean, they're putting so much time and effort into these longer matches. And, like, this past week, you had 5 matches. You also had the really long promo segment with MJF. And it just kind of takes away, like, there have been weeks where NXT has had 8 matches on their show because they had matches to showcase different talent. And, yeah, I know they have Dark, but And Dark does, you know, a decent amount of viewership, you know, viewers, but it's definitely not, you need to get some people on TV. Like, it doesn't always have to be the same people, you know, and it's even, like, you know, AEW Dark number 8, which aired a month ago, got 149,000 views on YouTube, as opposed to, you know, episode 1, which is sitting at 1 million, you know, episode 12 from Corpus Christi got, you know, 402,000 the week before, got 456,000. They're kind of hovering, the latest ones are really hovering around 450,000 to 500,000. And that's not, you know, that's great, but that's also not the numbers they pull on TV normally. So it's, you've got to take some opportunity to showcase some other talent. And it just seems like, you know, like we talked about, that the Christmas episode of NXT did not feature any of their major talent in major matches. You know, you know, Roderick Strong wrestled Austin Theory, which is fantastic, and I'm on record as I call him future WrestleMania main eventer Austin Theory, because he'll be there. Like,
oh yeah,
he's got everything.
I agree with you.
Work, look, talk, got it all. It's got everything. He'll be there. And you got Keith Lee, who's worked, but he was in a random tag team match. And Roddy's match with Austin Theory was an open challenge. And everything else was kind of enhancement type matches. And even though they weren't with enhancement stars, but they were really just done to build people.
Right.
And you don't get a lot of that on AEW. And that's where they're kind of missing the mark, because that's where you could build a Big Swole. And yeah, they use it to build Chris Statlander, but Chris Statlander got built against other members of the women's division who've been out there week after week. So mm-hmm. It just strikes me as, I don't know, I think that's one area where they've missed the mark the most, at least for me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm tired of seeing the same people. Like, if I have to see John Moxley again, like, mm-hmm. I'm going to scream. Stone Cold John Moxley is just, like, yes, he's a talented wrestler. Like, I'm not knocking him, saying, like, oh, he's shit. But also, like, and you're probably going to record, I mean, it is recording, but it's on record. Yeah, like,
I actually am recording, yes.
I love Orange Cassidy, but he's been on almost every single AEW show that I've seen, and the Best Friends. It's just, I was really shocked that we did not see, I forget their name now, but we saw Private Party.
Yep.
We saw, like, you pretty much almost see, like, every, like, tag team that they have on almost every single show. Because there's, like, four main tag teams they really have. They have the Lucha Bros, they have Private Party, they have Best Friends, and they have the Young Bucks.
And then usually they're tag team champions, SCU.
Oh, and SCU. Yes, SCU is on. I could never get tired of seeing SCU, because I think of SCU as a separate, I don't think of them as tag team. It's really weird. I just think of Scorpio Sky and Chris McDaniel. Like, I don't think of Christopher Daniels.
I was like, who's Chris McDaniels? Is that the old other half of Run DMC?
No, actually, I have a friend who looks just like Christopher Daniels, and his name is Chris McDaniels. So, like, I always say that he's his long lost, like, Western cousin, because he also has he's a trick rope artist. So he does, like, the lasso and, like, jumping through the ropes and all that kind of stuff. And so, like, I just think he's this weird Western cousin of
Christopher Daniels. Maybe he was Curry Man. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he was Curry Man. Everyone thinks Curry Man was Christopher Daniels, but obviously it wasn't. So, yeah.
Obviously.
I mean, come on. They look nothing alike.
But yeah, like Chris Jericho. Like, Chris Jericho doesn't need to be out there every time.
No. No, not at all.
You know? Cody Rhodes doesn't need to be out there every time.
Nope.
Dustin Rhodes doesn't need to be out there every time. Like, I feel like I'm just watching highlight reels of, like, their best matches, like, every week.
I would love to see an episode of All Elite Wrestling that didn't feature any of the Elite guys. Like, no Cody, yes. No Kenny, no Hangman, no Bucks. Like, can you do that? Can you pull that right. off? And no Jericho. Like, yeah. No Elite, no Inner Circle. Do it for 1 week. You can have them appear in a backstage promo only, and, you know, and then let them work a dark match so that the fans in the arena will still be happy.
Let them do a promo, because I could see them, like, making half the episode that promo. Like,
right, well, okay, a reasonable promo. Because you could use a promo to build something. I'm fine with that. But I do feel like they need to do some things that are, you know, build some other talent, and they're not doing that.
Yeah. I wish I could see more talent, because they've talked about all of these great people that they've signed, but we're still just seeing the people who started the whole thing. Like, it's some weird boys club that you have to have some kind of, like, weird secret passcode to get into. And, like, now I understand why everybody wants to be in the Inner Circle or the Nightmare Family or whatever, because that's the only way you're going to get seen on TV.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Or be MJF, but that's fine, because he's a guy they're building like that. That makes sense to me. I feel like MJF should be on almost every show. But some of the other ones, they don't need, like just do one episode. This episode, I think, literally had every single one of them. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, I will have to say, Hangman Page's button-up, like his dress shirt, was amazing. I want one.
They'll probably be selling it soon, so it's okay.
That's the first thing I saw. Like, I mean, real cowboy shit. Like, that shirt was, like, embroidered Western, like, realness. I wanted it.
You know, it's funny, as I look at, you know, if you go to thechairshot.com, you can see Stephen Mitchell's report. You had Cody, you know, in a match. You had Dustin in a match. You had Jon Moxley in a match. You had the Young Bucks in a match. You had, you know, Pac and the Lucha Brother. Like, it just literally was everyone. Everyone who you just talked about wrestled on this week's episode. Every single one of them.
Yep, like, it's just, I know.
You know, except for Hangman Page, because he was on commentary. But he was still on commentary while Kenny Omega and
the
Young Bucks wrestled.
And he did a promo with Private Party. He cut that little weird promo with Private Party.
Yeah, well, and Hangman's not elite, but he's still their friend. So that's why it's okay. But yeah, it just seems...
He's still their friend.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on. Gotta keep the YouTube show going. It just strikes me as odd. It really does. Like, I'm kind of with you on that. It seems to be... I don't know. Pair back a little bit with those guys. Give some other people some opportunities.
Yeah. Like, I do not mind seeing... Like, they're talented wrestlers, I will say. Like, most of those people you just named are very talented wrestlers in all their own different aspects. But, yeah.
Have we already decided that we're done with the Butcher, the Blade, and the Bunny? Like, they haven't done anything.
Right. Where's Teddy Roosevelt? Like, I want to see Teddy Roosevelt.
We need the monocle. Bring back the monocle.
Bring back the monocle. Mr. Monopoly and Teddy Roosevelt. Bring back the monocle. Monocle 2020.
Hashtag it. Monocle 2020. We go from hashtag 2020 to hashtag 1986.
I wasn't even born yet.
But yet you know it.
Del Bears.
See? Bears.
Shut your dumb mouth.
Oh, wait, that was the wrong one.
Oh, that was the wrong one. Oh,
wait,
no.
Stop doing that. Why are you playing all these sound bites? Bears. Okay, there we go.
That's I love that you just said, why are you playing all these sound bites? I'm like, you're doing it, Greg. You don't even know you're doing it now.
Shh, be quiet.
Shut your dumb mouth.
No one wants to hear you say that. No one except everyone.
Oh, goodness.
Would you shut the hell up? Shut up!
I got lots of Jericho saying shut up.
Shut up!
And Lana saying shut up, which is a classic that I don't use enough.
Oh, man, that fake Russian accent, man.
I miss the fake Russian accent.
I miss it, too. When she dropped it, I was like, aw, come on. And she didn't even, like, slowly drop it.
No.
She just straight up woke up one day and was like, nah, I'm from Florida.
And, you know, it really upset me because they blew a perfect opportunity for her to be, like, an American spy posing as a Russian, like, using Rusev to get information. Like, there's a whole wonderful story there.
Or I don't know, like, she's, like, a reformed Russian who's, like, pro-America, and so she starts learning, like, they show her, like, in, like, learning, like, the American dialect and, like, breaking her Russian accent.
But her talking about Vladimir Putin was always so good, so I don't know, like, that was, just hearing her say, Vladimir Putin, like, it was just...
Putin.
She loved her son,
Vladimir Putin.
She loved her
Rusev. He's from Bulgaria.
Woman of many talents here, Brittany Nicole.
Dos fratanias.
I don't even know what you just said.
I actually don't remember what I said, but it was in Russian.
Sure it was. We wouldn't know if it wasn't. Like, that's the thing.
No, it is. Go get somebody from Russia or somebody who knows Russian has to. I think it just means, like, you're welcome or good morning or hello. Like, it's
you're
like a,
welcome.
Yeah, dos frutanias.
It sounds like you're speaking Spanish but with a Russian accent. Like, no. Dos frutanias could be like two fruitcakes. but no, with a Russian accent.
I know one sentence in Japanese, and that's moto kohia kudasai.
Which means?
Which, more coffee, please.
Okay.
I don't even know how to ask for coffee. I just know how to ask for more coffee.
Would that mess things up if you didn't already have coffee?
I mean, I guess. They'd probably look at me and be like, where's your cup? I don't know if they do cups.
Yeah, I think you're right about what your welcome is. It kind of looks like that.
Dos frutanias?
No, doesn't look like that at all. Actually, I don't know what that is. Hang on, wait, I can tell you.
Пожалуйста.
That's your welcome.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
пожалуйста.
Not what I'm
saying. Nope. Yeah. I could type in dos frutanias, but I don't think it would know what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's an F.
I think
it's a V. I think it's a V, frutanias.
Okay. I got nothing. What else did you think it might have been?
I have no fucking clue.
No fucking clue.
No, that's not what I
said. Нет, блядь.
No, I know нет. I know нет.
Well, that was a no part. I bet it just said no clue. I bet Google took out the F word.
I mean, F is like fuck.
Wait a minute.
Без понятия.
No, never mind. There's a no clue at all.
Понятия не имею.
Google Translate's now making suggestions to me because I'm so bad at this. So. Hey Siri, what's dos frutanias? She put like, I'm not familiar with that phrase. I don't even have an iPhone, so it's fine.
Wait, let me ask my Alexa. Hey Alexa, what does dos frutanias mean? Nope.
Say, hey Alexa again.
Hey Alexa.
That title sure does cover up those beautiful abs of yours. I'll make you a deal. You show me your abs, and I'll show you my...
Ooh,
oh, go away, Leo! Go away!
Alexa, bless everyone.
Alexa, stop.
Your Alexa's still going. My Alexa's still going, too.
That title sure does cover up those beautiful abs of yours. I'll make you a deal. You show me your abs, and I'll show you my...
Ooh!
Oh, go away, Leo!
Ooh,
go
girl!
Away!
Ooh, girl!
I'm going to pull back the curtain way far back. I'm just going to pull it way far back right now. Walking sex. That's Alexa Bliss.
Oh,
I said
yeah.
it. I told everybody.
That's because she's from Ohio. They build us real good.
They build us real good.
That's actually Ohio's slogan. Ohio, they build us real good.
They build us real good.
Here comes the big dog.
Not the men, though. The men are trash in Ohio.
Wow. That's...
Tell me how my ass tastes.
That's what Ohio gets right there.
Except, I'm sorry, Miz and Johnny Gargano and... Everybody else.
You can't
Ohio.
Backtrack now. You can't. You said it. It's there. It's in podcast lore forever and ever.
But us women are amazing. I mean, you got Alexa Bliss, Dana Brooke. Like,
damn.
Yeah. Damn.
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 Damn. Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Did you just go to Mario? Like, what was that?
Wow, this is really just gone downhill. Man.
Basically, yeah.
Or, I mean, like, this is the best podcast ever, and people are going to be like, 5 stars.
Yeah, you guys need to do that kind of stuff, those kind of shows more often. We're like, are you sure about that? Are you sure you really want us to do that?
I have to drink every single time now, apparently.
Apparently. That's what it seems like. Let's see here. Because now you got me playing all kinds of stuff. don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I'm literally, I don't even know what's going on.
It's so late at night. I mean, it's... Oh!
Just finding sound bites at this point, playing them. Ooh, we got the fire flower. Fire flower.
Wait, are you playing Mario?
No. It's a YouTube video. I'm not playing Mario during the podcast. I would never do that. Come on.
I mean, I don't know what you do during this podcast. I don't know what I do during this podcast. So I mean,
I don't know what anybody does during this podcast. And when I say this podcast, I mean today's podcast. Like, I don't even know. I have no idea. All I know is we've been recording for an hour and 5 minutes, and we've spent five of those minutes talking about wrestling.
No, I do want to talk about the weird promo of Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, and Marco Stunt.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you see that promo?
Briefly. I may have stepped away. Because it was Jungle Boy, Luchasaurus, and Marco Stunt.
Rude. It was just strange in the way that, like...
What?
Mario is very distracting.
Okay. Sorry. I lowered him. I thought that would be enough. Okay, there goes Mario. He's gone now. Who knew that Mario was such a distraction to you?
It's me, Mario!
He never said that the whole time. You said that. He never said that. He was just busy collecting coins.
The bears!
Fuck.
It's me, the bears!
All right, talk about your promo. That's so important.
So, the promo. Like, first of all, like, Jungle Boy started talking. And then Marco Stunt made this weird, like, move. And so Jungle Boy, like, paused and, like, kind of stepped back. And then, like, continued his promo. And then Luchasaurus went to talk, but they put the music over top of it. Like, it was, like, the Grammys, and they were playing somebody off the stage. Like, it was, like, the music was playing. Like, okay, your promo's over. And he was trying to talk, and then they tried to turn the music down, but it didn't work. And then they cut over to another thing, and they were still playing the music too loud, and you couldn't hear what anybody was saying. And I'm like, oh, this is where they need writers.
Well, and that's more of a technical issue anyway, and...
However, having a writer would be like, okay, we segue to this, and then we do this, and then we do that. Like, they right. would have known that Luchasaurus was going to say something, because
it would have been planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Like it definitely, I've said before, like, they don't need a writer in the writer sense that people think of with WWE, but they definitely need somebody to coordinate that stuff. Like, it's just, there's a lack there. They're lacking. Somewhat.
And I'm for hire, so, like, AEW, hit me up. I know I talk a lot of shit, but, like, I will totally take a paycheck.
She will. I'm telling you, she will. Cash it. Cash money.
Yeah. Cream.
It's boss time! Just
bring it on.
Cash rules everything around me. Wu-Tang is for the children.
Wu-Tang is for the children. You're right.
It is. But yeah, I just having a coordinator, and I just think it's one of those things of, like, there needs to be an outside person other than Tony Khan and Cody and Dustin and Young Bucks and Jericho and Moxley and Omega. Like, there needs to be an outside force that has nothing to do with them, no ties with them, that can come in and be like, what if we try this? Or what if you do this? Because I think they're all so insular right now that it's like a snake eating its tail.
Right. I get it.
But I want to like them. Like I said, I watched them instead of because it was a recap. I watched them and was like completely open-minded and was like, yeah, let's do this. And I really, again, I liked Darby Allin. I liked that they had a four-way with the women, but like I was still like, you know, because, like, Riho, again, is still almost, like, I can't see her as a champion. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of her, and it's not because of her size. It's just her work isn't
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I she's not there. Just really isn't. It's not believable right. as a champion. And believability is one of the things that I look at in wrestling. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to be big to be believable. You don't have to work a certain style to be believable. You just have to be believable. I just have to buy it when you're doing it. I don't buy it when she does it. So
right.
But I don't think she's. I think she's gonna lose. I think she's gonna lose to Chris Statlander.
I would love that.
Feel like they're trying to set that up because she's the hot hand. They got her to sign there instead of going to NXT. Like, it's just, I don't know. It just seems. Here's to you know, try to get us to the end of the program as well. Here's what's really going to pique my interest in 2020 for AEW. The first jump that goes from WWE to AEW. Because I think it will happen this year. Unless they're playing everybody for more money, it's probably going to be the Revival. But I just, that's what I'm waiting for. That's kind of, to me, the other shoe that drops. Because then you're going to have somebody come in who maybe didn't hate it as much as Jon Moxley did. And speak so negatively about it like Chris Jericho does. And I just think you could potentially have a different kind of influence backstage as well. But also,
it's
people
positive.
Won't notice. You know, and I think that at that point, then it becomes real. And I think that jump will happen. I think that jump will be from WWE to AEW. And I could be wrong. The Revival could just be, you know, they were offered, you know, $500,000 each for, I think, 3 years. Now everybody's getting five-year deals. So they could possibly get more than that for longer. So
I mean, it's one of those things of, like, I agree with you. I think it's going to happen in 2020. I hope it does. Because, again, I don't want AEW to fail. I just want them to get better. Like, I don't want them to fail. I don't want any of the brands to fail. Because the more wrestling there is in the whole scheme of the world and eyes looking at it, the more we, like, grow as a business. And I do definitely want to see it happen in 2020. And again, like you said, I think I hope it's somebody who's less bitter or less angry or feels less slighted and less cheated and just goes in with I just wanted something different. I just wanted to try something new. Yeah. Or I had this idea and, like, you know, it's time for me to step away from the super rigorous travel schedule, because I do know that that's one of the major complaints and one of the major taxing things when it comes to any of the wrestlers is that they have this thing where they have to travel so much and it takes so much toll on them, just the traveling, that they're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so I think that I hope that it is somebody like that switches over so that it can be a little bit more of a more smooth and positive locker room aesthetic that happens in AEW.
Just in general, just a completely, like, a shot of adrenaline. And, you know, right now they do occasionally bring in new talent and then people disappear for a long time, but that's a different kind of new talent when you're bringing in someone that everybody knows and it's a surprise, although it'd be really hard to be a surprise these days, but just a lie. It would just be something completely different, something we haven't seen, and I'm ready for it. I think that's kind of going to be the next big step in this whole war, so to speak, is who makes that jump. And I think we will see it this year. I think we'll see more in years to come. I still find it very interesting that the contracts that WWE is doling out right now are five-year deals. And because to me, it says they don't think this company is going to be around, or they're not going to be, they might not think, it's not that they don't think they're going to be around in 5 years, but I think they think in 5 years this is going to be Impact Wrestling, is what they think.
Yeah.
What's really interesting is they're doling out five-year contracts, and most of the members of the AEW roster and the Elite are under 3 or 4 year deals. So that is also going to be, like, the big interesting piece about it. You're going to have people jump over, like, in 3 or 4 years, what if Cody leaves and goes back to WWE? Like, I think that's very possible.
I think it's possible for them to sign Dustin to a Legends contract, you know, as Gold Dust. Like, I think that it's, I mean, Gold Dust was iconic, you know? And you know, the whole Attitude Era thing.
Half Red Dust or whatever he is right now.
Right, brick dust.
Brick dust. I mean, that's a real thing, but
it is.
Yeah. So I put it
in front of your doors to ward off evil spirits.
Which brick dust kind of looks like an evil spirit. So I don't know. But that's what I think is going to be the big thing that happens this year. Is I do think someone makes that jump, and then things are going to get really interesting. But we'll see. Who knows? Next week could be really interesting. We've got, the shows are back head to head, and we'll see what 2020 brings from all different perspectives in both AEW and NXT.
It's limitless.
That's a promotion in Maine, so that's different.
Oh yeah. I meant the limitless Keith Lee.
Yes, the limitless limitless Santa hat Keith Lee. Alex Brittany, tell everybody what they can find and where they can find it for you.
They can find me at Look It's Brittany on all social media platforms. I'm on it often. And they can also find my wrestling company, Elevate Pro, on all social media platforms under Elevate Pro. That's it. That's
Did me. You change those so they're all the same too?
Go Bears.
Or were they already same?
They were already all the same because it's not. I mean, there's only so much you can. I mean, Elevate is like one where, and then Pro would be. I mean, it's right. Not a lot to work with.
No, yeah. I get it. So cool. You can find me at Chairshot Greg, social media. I'm there occasionally, not there all the time. I'm there occasionally. I've been better about checking in, but I'm not living on the platforms at all, nor do I intend to. So wonderful. Well, that's your first edition of Wednesday Night Wars for 2020. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we did, because it was not your normal show, that's for sure. And who knows what next week will bring. Next week we've got two shows again, might be back to normal, might not be back to normal, we'll find out. But yeah, we'll definitely see. Anything else for the good people?
Just, be safe and enjoy 2020, and we'll see you next week with more madness. That is the Wednesday Night Wars.
ChairShot.com. Always use your head.